We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
A CDC panel meets today to decide whether and when to resume the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The vaccine distribution in the United States is on pause over a possible link to six cases of a rare type of blood clot. This is CDC Dr. Ann Schuchat.
I can't say how long the pause will last, but a key component of why we are on this pause is so that we can educate the clinicians about how to diagnose and treat this condition, because the usual treatment could actually make things worse.
New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says if you recently received a COVID shot from J&J, watch for symptoms and contact your doctor if necessary.
If you experience symptoms like severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks of having received the Johnson & Johnson vaccination.
Choksi says if it's been more than 3 weeks since your shot, there's really no need to worry. He says the city was forced to reschedule about 4,000 J&J appointments yesterday. Four men are in custody in Queens after cops caught them carrying a woman's body wrapped in a blanket and placed in the trunk of a car last night. Police say officers spotted the men on Foam Place near Central Avenue in Far Rockaway. They followed the car and stopped it on the Nassau Expressway. That's where they discovered the body. The woman had suffered severe trauma. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Charges are pending. Bernie Madoff has died. He bilked investors out of billions of dollars.
Why did he do it? One investor outside the courtroom insisted,
"Mr. Madoff, you are a greedy man."
At the time, his biographer Diana Henriquez told CBS News,
"He finds it much easier to live with himself as a liar than to live with himself as a failure."
Still, others insisted he was a sociopath. Even after being sentenced to 150 years in prison, Bernie Madoff told a reporter that he was, quote, a good person. But few, if anybody, seemed willing to buy that. And when there was a report a few years ago that he was in failing health, the cover of the New York Daily News read, "Now maybe he'll do everyone a favor and die."
Correspondent Steve Kathan says Madoff died at a prison hospital in North Carolina of natural causes. He was 82. Nassau County Police have launched an investigation after a young girl was spotted wandering the streets alone without any shoes on last night. A 911 caller reported seeing the girl, believed to be about 7 or 8 years old, walking through a gas station parking lot on Nassau Road in Roosevelt around 10:20. Officers looked for the child, but they were unable to locate her. Surveillance video showed the girl heading north on Nassau Road. She apparently crossed a bridge over the Southern State Parkway and then entered a wooded area. Police say she was wearing pink pajama pants, a white and blue horizontal striped shirt, large hoop earrings, and, again, no shoes. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-244-TIPS. Mayor de Blasio has announced a 5-year community care plan for New York City's seniors.
This is a $50 million investment in the people who made New York City great, the people who gave us life and gave us the opportunities to do all that we do today. And they deserve our help, and we had to do it in a different way. And this is another case where the pandemic led us to rethink the approach and do things in a way that will reach seniors more deeply.
The investment will provide in-home services and transportation services for older adults in hard-to-reach neighborhoods and help them with shopping and keeping doctor's appointments. Three hip-hop legends have endorsed Ray McGuire for New York City mayor. Diddy appears in a YouTube video released by the McGuire campaign.
This is my endorsement for Ray and why Ray, that through those 30 years, no matter where we were at, outside, wherever we were at, Ray was always talking about the people.
Jay-Z and Nas also endorsed McGuire, saying that he has a vision for New York City. McGuire served as vice chairman of Citigroup before stepping down to run for mayor. Polls show McGuire in the back of the pack before the June 22nd Democratic primary. Activist and nonprofit founder Rana Abdelhamid has launched her Democratic primary challenge to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. In a video posted on Twitter, Abdelhamid accuses Maloney of favoring the wealthy.
Representative Maloney has spent nearly 30 years taking millions of dollars from the developers and Wall Street banks, profiting off our suffering. People don't feel represented when 50% of Congress is made up of millionaires.
For a third straight election, Maloney is being challenged by Democratic Party progressives. The list of corporations, business execs, and celebrities opposed to voter legislation seen as discriminatory is growing. Hundreds of them have signed a statement that appears today in the New York Times and the Washington Post. It reads in part, "We stand for democracy. We all should feel a responsibility to defend the right to vote and oppose any discriminatory legislation or measures that restrict or prevent any eligible voter from having an equal and fair opportunity to cast a ballot." Among those signing on, Target, Bank of America, Apple, American Express, Mike Bloomberg, George Clooney, and John Kushner. That last name may sound familiar. He's the brother of Jared Kushner, former President Trump's son-in-law. There's a new edict from headquarters at McDonald's. Correspondent Elaine Cobb reports.
Some 2 million workers at McDonald's around the world will have to undergo training to combat harassment, discrimination, and violence. The training rule comes after at least 50 workers filed charges against the fast food giant, alleging physical and verbal harassment and sometimes retaliation for complaining. The company will enforce the rule in its 39,000 outlets, 93% of which are franchises.
McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski says a safe and respectful workplace where people feel like they're going to be protected is critically important for the company, and it's what society expects.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.